Blog Talk Radio.
Guest I have today. He's really not a guest because he's going to be on a lot more than you have heard him lately, although he used to be on the show, and he is so fabulous, and he's going to take us on a great magic carpet ride today. So, I mean, I never get up and dance. Only once I did that. It wasn't to this song, but this just made me get up and rock, And then we've got a lot to talk about. So please say hello to my guest. And he's got a spot in my heart because he does so much for the metaphysical community and for the physical community also. So please help me welcome to the house, Brian Peters. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Bonnie. Thank you for having me again today. I appreciate it.
Well, you know what? I mean, how could you not rock to that song? Maybe my generation and your generation is different, but I would have been dancing my tail off if I was where you were. So, I mean, I only could dance a little bit between my sofa and the table and my desk, but I love that song. It reminds me of you. So how are you doing? And I know you're busy, my friend.
You know me by now. I'm always busy here at the shop. We are getting ready for the holidays. I just got done putting out for our holiday tea party, which is coming up on December the 16th. We'll have a whole bunch of people coming in doing high tea, as well as when people come in, they have an opportunity to sit with a psychic or medium of their choice for 90 minutes. So it's definitely an opportunity to have some fun, have some tea, and have some wonderful chocolate goodies along the way.
You are a psychic medium yourself. So for them to come to your shop, and I know you have a lot, is amazing. And that you have a shop is amazing. We actually have a surprise for everybody after the show. So I am so excited. And oh my gosh, your goodies are like, they sold out, didn't they?
They did. I actually sold through my first batch here just this Sunday. As you mentioned, I am a psychic medium. I also offer psychic development classes. We offer in-house Reiki treatments. We have a plethora of mediums in Northeast Ohio that work out of the shop doing remote readings as well as in-person stuff. So, yep, you should know me by now. I keep myself busy with clients as well as doing some other fun stuff.
I love it, and you know me, I'm all about your tea because that's how I brought you on the show first, but I do know you do a million other things. I do want to bring this up, Brian, because I want everybody to know, especially we're getting into the holiday season. I usually don't put a show on this late, and I usually take between here and New Year's off, but I felt it was important that I bring Brian in a couple times, and we are also going to bring a guest that he sent me at the end of the month. But first, I want you to know, Brian, I'm so proud of you. I don't know anyone who's done what you've done. And this is the 3D part of you versus the metaphysical part. But you have a shop, bar none, that has all kinds of, you know, I told you who you were in a past life, and all I could see is that apothecary, and it was back in the 1700s. But you also, you know, apothecaries back then offered a lot more than just those teas and potions and lotions and everything else. They also offered different types of food that was baked in that era because they also had to support themselves. And I see that you have embraced that life in this life. But I have to tell you, I don't know anyone, maybe I'm a little behind the times, but you have put together a shop from very beginning, and then we went into a bigger shop, and you've got all kinds of alternative ideas now also. So I want to send kudos to you. Our community needs it. Everyone around needs it to be aware, to take classes, to go in and be able to buy the tools we need to do our work and also find a community of like-minded people. When did that idea ever come to you?
We actually started this idea probably 4 or 5 years ago, right before COVID actually started. We actually had an opportunity to come together as a group. We were already coming together as a group as the four owners. We would come together. We would do reading shares. We would do spirit circle, and we were doing this stuff at different locations where we could find a space to be able to do that at. And then we kind of looked at each other, and we're like, we just need a space to do what we do. And so we started getting that space together, and then, you know, then we were like, hey, you know what? Why don't we offer, you know, some teas and, you know, Brian, you do chelate dreams. Why don't we offer some tea? Why don't we do some other stuff? And then I had grandma chatting in my ear, so I always bring in some of the old-fashioned candies, cakes, goodies, and stuff like that along the way, just to kind of flush out that era of that hominess, because it's good for a community to come together, support each other, and really have that opportunity to work together as a unit. And also the nice part about having four owners, we have four people who are able to jump in, work with everyone being a psychic medium. We all have our own clients. We all work with our own clientele, as well as we are here to support the family, the community or family, and be able to push it out as a greater whole.
I love that, and we all need that, and it is just such a great place. We do have you jumping on Instagram after the show. We're going to do a live tea reading so everyone can see again what Brian, part of what he offers, which is such a minute part because he does so much, but I love this part because it's something I don't do, and it's something I'm fascinated about. But you're also going to have a tour of his shop. It isn't going to be there long, I don't feel. I know you're looking to expand sometime, and I'm hoping in the future you get to do that. And for everyone that knows or will know Brian, he's always looking to better his community, his people who he works with, himself, and the craft or what we do for a living. And I love that. Brian, I only wish that I could be in Ohio and be able to use your facility and come there, although remotely, and I want everyone to know this, and Brian's going to give you the information. And I want to tell everybody, I'm buying tea leaf readings for all of my family, some of my family, the other ones are still muggles, but my daughter and her friends all are going to order virtual tea readings. He does them virtually. So it is a great tool for you, and I want you to know that because you don't see a gift certificate on his website, he's going to tell you how to get them. He also offers other stuff, but for me, I'm just fascinated with that tea reading, and that's really reasonable and financially good for everyone, and it is a super cool tool that Brian also offers, because with that tea reading, he can actually make up the tea he feels that you might need to help you, and then that all gets sent to you. So, Brian, tell him how to find all of this, where, you know, you don't tell anybody about your courses because they're all virtual. Let's tell everybody, because I'm in Florida and I would love to join. So please tell everyone, and then we're going to go to the audience.
All right, we are The Healing Brew. We are located on Facebook, Instagram. You can also find us at healingbrew.com. We do post our classes, our special events, and everything right on there. If there's some class that you would like to take virtually, there's always an opportunity for you to do that. You can also participate in virtual readings. We do different events every month as far as First Fridays. Those events are as a donation base. You're able to participate that with a love donation of $5, clear up to $15, as well as we just do different things throughout the month that you're able to take part virtually. Some classes don't always make sense to offer virtual. So if there's a class that you would like to take virtually, let us know, and we'll try to figure out how we can go ahead and accommodate that as well. The best number to get a hold of myself for a reading or to buy a gift card, or if you have any questions, is at The Healing Brew, 234-678-0380. Once again, 234-678-0380.
And we're going to put that up in chat. So you just got to give me a little while. At the end, I'll put it up. And Brian, I did hear what you said. And, yes, I don't have my phone to see my what's being done, because otherwise I'm answering chat. But I do have to tell you, because you take me back into the 1700s, and you even remind me of that, and I don't know why 16, now they're giving me 1700s. Today, and I've never done this before, and I want to ask the audience what they are doing. It's the holiday season, and what's funny is I'm not a meat eater, so I'm a vegetable eater, and, you know, I'm going to have to kill a few vegetables to put on my plate. But what I did this morning when I got the vision of you, Brian, is I started to turn on. I have all candles all around, and I do, because I'm forgetful, I do the candles that they look like they're flickering, but they're actually battery candles, and I have made an ambiance in my home, and I can feel the nostalgia, and I actually feel like it's the holidays already. So I'm going to ask you, I'm having relatives in, I'm hopefully it'll be a zen, fun, and very fabulous and busy, happy time. And for all of you, if you do not have family, we create our family. We can create our family with pets. We can create them with friends. We can go down to the local coffee shop. Someone else is going to be there. Just create the family that you might want, that at this point in your life or in the human life that you have right now, you are either longing for, don't have, or really would want. Don't feel that you have to be alone, because there's plenty of people that feel like you. So, Brian, what are you doing and what are you having for the holidays?
So we are a meat-eating family, so that part, we actually got a turkey from Kelman Point Farm, which is a local organic farm here in the valley by us. They actually have heritage breed turkeys, which are the traditional turkeys that are the ones that they're the brown ones, not the butterballs and stuff like that. So they're actually a brown turkey. They are actually amazing, and they actually raise them on the farm. So we'll actually use one of their – we'll actually have one of their turkeys for Thanksgiving. It's a good way – I always say it's a good way to honor the earth as well as honor yourself when you're working with an animal that has been raised naturally. And then also, too, we'll do all the thickenings and all that stuff. And I always like to bring goodies and sweets and stuff to the party as well, because I like the chocolate element or candy or something like that. So we'll always do that. And then we play spoons. Have you ever played spoons?
You play spoons. No, but I want to tell you, because I don't want everybody to think this is a vegetarian household. My family eats meat. It's just me. So what is spoons?
So you actually play with spoons. You put them on the table, and everybody use a two deck of regular playing cards. And you draw the card until you get three of a kind, and everyone dashes to try to grab a spoon. And if you don't have a spoon, you're out of the game.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I've never heard of that. I thought you were going to tell me you were going to conjure up some kind of herbal stuff.
No.
So this makes me happy.
It's an amazing fun. It's an amazing fun game. I will pre-warn you, if you play it in your household, you may end up trying to kill each other with spoons, but it's definitely a fun time.
I love that. And, Brian, maybe you'll want to put that game up on your website for the holidays, because there's a lot of people that look for something to do. We do. We have his family coming in, and we play some game. It's called Codes or CODIS or something like that. And it's really fun. And I'm going to try that game. I think that sounds pretty cool. Everyone likes to be happy, have a good time, and we all need something to talk about, most of us. We can talk and talk, but I feel like the games really bring us all closer, don't you?
Absolutely. I mean, really think about it here. A lot of the Victorian parlor games and those elements of people coming together after dinner has been lost now since the modern age. How many people want to sit in front of the boob tube and watch TV after dinner is done versus sitting there coming together as a family, coming together and making those connections with each other versus making that connection with the TV or whatever the case may be. And I'm even going to be that person this year. Challenge yourself to DVR your sports, the parade, or whatever the case may be, and just be together as a family and catch.
No,
catch
my
all that stuff afterwards.
Gonna be on. My football's going to be on. But that doesn't mean I'm going to watch it. But my football is coming on the television. I didn't think about DVR, but I'm telling you, there'll be so much talk and other people, I've got my football. But I get it, and I'm going to play games. Football isn't going to be on all day. But I do tell you, I think what you do is a fun alternative for everything, and I love that about you, Brian. You're fun, you're energetic, and you're imaginative. Who wouldn't love that, everyone?
Well, and
so
I think a lot of times family – all I was going to say is I would like to just take that opportunity and share everybody. Even if you just take dinner and just, you know, do that hour dinner just as an opportunity to have some conversations, that way you're relating to each other. You're discussing what's happened maybe over the course of the year. Hey, better yet, even do that cliche conversation and talk about what you're thankful for, what you're grateful for, and then turn on that football game after the after dinner.
Well, I love that, because our show is going to be this. This first show is going to be, what are you grateful for? Because that is exactly what Thanksgiving is about. My next show with you is at the end of the month, and we'll look at that. But the December 6th show, at the beginning of December, is the last time that Blog Talk for me will be on until after the new year. But we're going to look at what do you regret? What have you regretted in your life that we can change? Because that's about auld lang syne. And I love that. So you'll have a choice to tell us what you're thankful for now and what your favorite dish is. And that's what we're going to find out when we pick you up. First of all, I pulled some cards for the show. And, Brian, did you pull a card for the show? I'd rather you start first.
Absolutely. Let's go and pull a card for today.
Yes, please pull a card because I've pulled three, and this is going to be challenging and happy, one or the other.
Well, Bonnie, it's actually entertaining. You shared with me the card you pulled, and I'll tell you the card I pulled, which is actually Storm Warning, is the card I actually pulled right now. Storm Warning, and I'm going to say, for me, the Storm Warning always lets people know that I think this time of year our emotions tend to run high. Our emotions definitely do tend to get the best of us, especially when it's at Thanksgiving during dinner, or even when it's out when we're out shopping and during the hustle and bustle of the holidays. So sometimes we have to remind ourselves that we may want to watch our spending habits. We may want to make sure, as much as we're helping take care of our friends, neighbors, and stuff like that, it's also more important that we take that opportunity to take care of ourselves, maybe buy ourselves a gift card or something for our own benefit, so that way during that holiday season we're able to take care of ourselves. And I think a lot of times we're so worried about making sure everybody else is taken care of. It's always nice to put that one package under the gift for yourself, so that way you're able to make sure you're taken care of as well.
I'm
going to do a follow-up card
on
that.
Yes, go ahead, because you know what I pulled.
And then the follow-up card on that is actually, for me, is actually the healer's card, which lets me know that at this point in time, we're going through a lot of healing. I think part of this is this healing of the families from the loss of those individuals during COVID, as well as I think it's an opportunity for us to heal that family unit and kind of, I'm going to say, disassociate with the electronics and stuff through the holidays and try to come back together as that true family unit and try to work with each other. Once again, family is chosen. If we choose it in the life before, or if we make that physical choice in this form of existence, it's really about you choosing those people who support you and those people who you call family.
I love that. I got a question for you because you know me in past lives, but first I'm going to go into my cards. Well, you know what card I pulled. But it's the in-between card. So I'm going to tell everybody that I pulled, and you know everybody, I'm all about happiness, fun, and flowers. And so the first card I pulled, I kind of took a breath because I thought, okay, but it made so much sense. It's called the financial healing card. It is the yellow lily. Well, you know me, my name would be Lily. I tried to name my daughter Lily, and my husband wouldn't let me, but lilies are my favorite flowers of all kinds. And I love the yellow lily because yellow is my favorite color. It's the color of the sun, the color of the sun god Ra, and I love it. And it says, your money struggles are a thing of the past. Be open to all avenues to receiving, and you'll be provided for in every way. So I love this because then I felt that, you know, this is for the next, you know, my cards are every day, but they last pretty much for a while, because especially since the show isn't going to be on till the end of November. And this is telling you that you've got to really look at what you're doing, because things are going to start coming your way. Even though you might not think you have the money, you might not want to look at what you've got to do. The money struggles are a thing of the past. But then when I pulled the next card is the seven deadly sins. I only pulled this card once, and the one time I pulled it, someone is off the show. So it scares me when I pull it, but really what it means next to the financial healing card is that, you know, the seven deadly sins, I can't name all of them for you, but one is gluttony, one is envy, one is, I don't know what the other ones are, but let's look at the holidays, gluttony. So everyone eats, oh my gosh, everybody's going to be a glutton at the holidays. You know that everybody eats the cookies, the candy, the turkey, the everything, including me. And so I don't feel it's that one, but I feel that it might be. And then the other one is envy. So, and that sticks out to me always. Don't envy the person that has more or could buy more or could do more or has more than you, because you are going to be wonderful. You, if you watch what you're doing during the holidays, and I know one of the sins has to be spending too much, but look at the seven deadly sins and see which one you focus on. And try not to let that come to fruition for you, because the next card I pulled, I would not leave a challenging card on the table like that, is the Ace of Swords. And the Ace of Swords tells me there's victory over this, that your financial healing is going to come, that you're going to be able to overcome any of those seven deadly sins that you pick might have to do with you, but please look at them, because for you to be able to come out the victor, and that's what the Ace of Swords is, the victory card, and it's given to you by the universe. You put out the trying, they're going to put out the solution. So for everyone out there, I hope that these cards aren't as scary as they are to me, but I know that the two cards, that it's sandwiched between two really good cards, which tells me you just need to watch what you're doing with your finances through the holidays. Now, Brian, if you're ready, we're going to start picking up some callers. Brian, are you there?
I am here. Anyway, I'm talking to myself because I was on mute. I'm ready to pick up some people.
That was so challenging for me, but I know between the two great cards that it just means for everybody to watch what they're – I bet you looked up – did you look up the seven deadly sins?
I did not look at the seven deadly sins, but I actually thought of another addiction that I think a lot of people have, and it's the addiction to fear and anxiety. And so sometimes we have to remember that as things are, you know, when we're used to being in a certain way, sometimes if we're used to being in that fear mindset, sometimes we look at things a glass half full or a glass half empty. So sometimes when we're facing those things, we have to figure out ways to spin things around. I'm going to say, even if it's like our own finances or whatever the case may be, because I know when I was little, my parents did quite a bit with a little bit of money when it came to the holidays, making goodies, you know, some handmade gifts and stuff like that. So there's definitely ways that we can, you know, come out ahead on this. And to be honest, honey, a lot of my readings the last few months have really been talking to people who have finances, who have a little extra money in the stock market, to be a little bit more riskier with it, because I was talking about people seeing gains in that stock market moving forward over the next couple months, and we saw some major gains already this week in stock market, and I think things are going to be heading that direction in a positive way for a lot of different ways. If anybody follows the stock market, we actually saw a rise of about 300% just the other day. So
I love it, because there's the financial healing card and the Ace of Swords, new things, new beginnings, and victory. So I love that. And it's funny you said that about it. Go ahead.
All I was going to say, here in the U.S., we also have a presidential election year coming up next year. So that's now going to that changes things dramatically on multiple levels. If you're for the president, against the president, or whatever the case may be, things are, you know, there's always shifts and changes during those election years.
Absolutely. I love that. And I am going to start going to the audience, because we are going to take part of the show, which nobody knows when, depends on what I decide, over to, which I want to tell everybody, stay on, because we're going to do the blog talk. But after blog talk, we are moving to Instagram. Everyone who does not follow me, what you do is it's free, download it, Instagram, put in my name, Bonnie Albers on Air, click follow. We are going to be live. You're going to see Brian and I after the show live on Instagram. We are going to show, you'll see our faces. You'll see Brian's shop. You'll see all the things he's going to do, and you will also see a live tea reading. So it is super cool. If you do not have me on Instagram, I am moving that way. So, yes, I'm going to always do blog talk. but I love television and I love seeing you, because if you press join host or join the call, you press join, I don't know what it says, you will actually be on, and if I pick you up, you will be seen too. So this is so cool for people who are energy readers and all kinds of stuff. We'll get to see you and you'll get to see us. So please, please join my show, Bonnie Albers On Air on Instagram. Follow me, because my shows are going to be coming up a lot more than probably my blog talk shows. My blog talk I'll have every week, once or twice a week. But you're going to see Instagram at all different times, and it's really cool. We'll have all different people. And I know you have an Instagram channel too, Brian, so you can tell everybody also to follow you.
I do have Instagram. I also do have most of your social. I always tell people I have most social media. I also have a Facebook page, and I put out quite a few reels, quite a few stories and stuff like that. So if you do follow me, you'll get some insights along the way too. So I appreciate the opportunity to talk about it.
I love it, and I'm going to pick up 310. You've been waiting a long time. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hello.
How are you? Hello.
Oh.
Hello.
Hi. How are you? I'm here. Can you hear us?
Yes, I do. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you doing? First, tell everyone who you are. I know who you are, but everybody else.
Yeah. This is Vince from New York.
I love you, Vince, so I'm glad that you called. Before we actually get into what you want, and Brian and I will both be here, we need to know, what are you grateful for, Vince?
Well, I guess I'm grateful for still having a roof over my head and, you know, and my wife, and just, you know, being able to physically move around and doing things and, you know, whatnot. And even though I'm in 64 now, and, you know, my health is still pretty good. Just got to do a little weight loss, that's all, which I'm working on. And so, you know, just having it a little bit better than some that are suffering out there right now, unfortunately. And,
I love that, Vince.
Yeah, I think that's about it.
I love that, and I know you have a lot to be thankful for. I'm going to let you talk to Brian, because what I want to ask you, are you having a Thanksgiving? Because I'm going to do some readings here too, and we're going to give it over to Brian, because we've talked before. But what's your favorite thing? What's your favorite dish? Because I'm going to do a dish reading for you while Brian actually brings you what you want to know. So what's your favorite dish for Thanksgiving, and I'm going to hand you over to Brian.
Well, let's see. I like the whole Thanksgiving thing, but over the last 2 years, like you, I have stopped eating meat. And so I'm not much of a meat person, but because I have found a couple things that, number one, it's just the suffering of the animals and what they go through and everything, and they give their lives for people to live. And then the other thing is, people have always said, well, you need meat for protein, but now that's not the case anymore, because there's so many other avenues that you can choose that are plant-based that gives
so
you,
what you need for protein.
Yes.
I totally, hey, buddy, you're singing off my song sheet, but I know there's a lot of sides, because I love Thanksgiving. What's your favorite side? So we're going to look at no meat, but what's your favorite side?
My favorite side? I would have to say I'd have to say mashed potatoes and the green beans my wife mixes.
Okay. So I'm going to let Brian talk to you, and then I'm going to do a reading from your side. So, Brian, this is Vince. He calls the show, and he's a really good, you know, he is a really good participant, and I love that he's at my show listening, and I love when he's here. He's a nice man, and he is in New York. So I'm handing you over to Brian. Is there a question? How do you want to work it, Brian? Do you ask a question? Do you want him to ask, or do you just give him something?
I can do a combination of both. What, so Vince, if it's okay with you, I'm going to start a little bit of a conversation, and then if you want to jump in and give me some questions or feedback or however you want to off on that end, that's fine with me. While we were talking, I had a couple jumper cards fall out of my deck. The one card for me is actually talking about the world card. It's really about understanding what we're creating and what we're offering in our own world. And a lot of times people don't realize that the world is truly our, we actually have the world by the balls. I hate to say it on Bonnie's show, but we're going to say it anyway. And so what we have to do is sometimes we have to, sometimes we do have to just reach out and grab and hold on tight, because we know that the world is coming our direction. Everything that we're asking for will manifest in our life. It will come to fruition. Just remember, sometimes as we toss that information out there, we have to make sure that we toss it out there and not question it. A lot of times when we do put those questions out to the universe, as far as, you know, when's my health going to improve or when my finances are going to improve, a lot of times what we do is we then turn around and say, when pigs fly, or why would God give me this, or whatever the case may be. So a lot of times those things are what we actually manifest the opposite of what we're truly looking for. On the flip side, the other card that fell out is actually all about the first chakra, which talks about the root chakra. And for me, I'm really I really want to talk about movement, getting up and walking. I also want to talk kind of like one of the things I tell a lot of people are doing, like walking meditation. And I think for you, kind of working on that balance and working on, I'm going to say movement, I think will help you in a lot of ways. And I also think it might help you clear your head and kind of get yourself more grounded. And then on the flip side of that, I do, I'm glad mashed potatoes is a thing for you. Eating those root-based vegetables will definitely help you ground and kind of help you purge through some of the energies and stuff. What questions did you have?
Well, one of them is career. A little over a month ago, I went in for a one-on-one job interview at a place called CanPack, and they make cans for the soda companies and breweries and whatnot. And so I've been in touch with both the manager who interviewed me and last week the HR girl, and she said, because he recommended me highly for them to hire me. And I spoke with the HR girl last week, or this week actually, beginning of this week, and she said that just to be patient, they're probably going to reach out to me next week. But they're so short staffed that she has to do both HR and reception at the moment. So just give it till next, at least till next week, and hopefully we can bring you in. And so I'm just wondering if that's going to come through. And then
Let's do one question at a time. I do feel positive on that, because I do feel like things are headed that direction. I do feel kind of a hesitation here, so I totally agree with what she's saying too. I don't think she's trying to feed you a line or anything like that. But as I always tell everybody, it's this time of year, things do flag up, things do slow down, because so many people go on vacation for the holidays, they go out of town. So sometimes things run a little bit slower. That being said, I tell everybody this, don't stop your resumes, don't stop pushing that information out there, because as you continue pushing that energy out there, you never know what other opportunities are going to head your way. It kind of goes back to that world card. You have the world by the balls. It's your job to keep grabbing, keep pushing yourself, knowing other things are going to head your direction.
Yeah.
I love that.
I feel positive on this in a lot of ways.
Yeah, in fact, he was impressed, because I told him that, because he's the only plant supervisor right now on all shifts. So I told him that I would like to eventually move into a lead type position, so I can help him out and kind of be an assistant to him and oversee things. And I think he was really like that and impressed because of my experience and everything. I did have a job interview yesterday at a glass bottle company, and I just had a feeling it went bad. And this morning I got an email that I didn't get it, but on the way home yesterday I got a speeding ticket, because the cop line said that I went through a construction zone on the freeway. at 68 when it was 55, and I told him I didn't, so he wrote me a ticket. So I'm just wondering if I'm going to be able to beat that ticket.
You know what? A lot of times what I tell people, when and I'm going to say as far as legal goes, on a personal advice, I tell people show up for every ticket, go in front of the judge, let them make the decisions, make them determine the determination.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it this way. I don't think you're going to be able to beat it, but I think some of the fines are going to be reduced if you go and sit in front of a judge. I think it's going to end up in your favor. But like I said, I think you might end up with court costs or something like that.
Yeah. And going back to career.
Which is normally
right now,
a lot cheaper.
Yeah, I just started a job this week, but I really hate it, and I'm taking it just until the other job starts and just at least have money coming in. And
well,
I'm
you
really
know what?
Worried
at least
right now.
That's one of the – so do me a favor this week. As I always tell people, as you're going to that job you hate, it's always good to come up with one thing that you're grateful for or one thing you're thankful for about that job.
Yeah.
Even if you're just grateful for the paycheck at the end of the week, at least that
gives
you something to look forward to, that gives you that ambition to show up to that job every day until other opportunities come your way. Because if you wake up in the morning and say, I hate this job sucks, you know what's going to happen? You're going to hate that job, and that job's going to suck every single time. So, I say, change your mind, change your reality.
Okay.
That's right. Change it's so funny, bro. Brian, I just a second. What's funny, Brian, is I always say change your thoughts, change your reality. So we are both talking off the same sheet. My family comes in, and sometimes they'll say, oh, I'm dreading going to work. Well, why? Because everyone has to work. And I said, look at it, smile, walk in and say, what I dread, I love, and good things will happen. I have to tell you, Vince, because I'm listening. When you walk into a job you hate, you actually don't do as well as you should because you feel like, oh, I'll just get another job. But really what you should do is be looking to impress them so that when you have to leave, they say, wow, he was a great employee. I know that he really did his best in with an attitude of gratitude, and it's a shame we're losing him. And I'll tell you why, because you never know in life who's there, who's listening, and what they can do. So please, Vince, because you've been to the show a lot, and I know that you have been listening for years, please, if there's any advice to take, please do not go into the job that you got with an idea that you're going to get another job and you hate it, because every day it's going to show, even though you might not think so. So could you please work on that? Because I know, Vince, once you do, the universe will say, wow, he's really this job for him is challenging. He doesn't really want to be there. But look at the work and the way he smiles. He will bring that to every job, and we're going to move him on. So I would like you to do that, Vince, for me. Go ahead,
Bonnie. I agree full-heartedly. And one of the things I am going to say on that same front, think about it this way. I tell people all the time, you ask for $1,000 and a dollar blows across your shoe, and a lot of people just say, what's the big deal? It's just a dollar. We don't know the universe is going to show up and give us 999 more. What I always tell people is if you go into something and you know what, I'm going to make the best of this situation, it lets the universe know, hey, you know what? I trust what's going on here. I understand you have a greater plan for me, and I'm going to be the best I can be at this moment in time. And I'm going to change the world doing what I can do. And sometimes that's all you have to do.
Yeah.
I love that.
Really,
I love that. And
I'm really hoping my finances improve. And hopefully with this new job, I know it will, because there's going to be a lot of overtime. And, it's going to be a great place to work. But
absolutely, but you've got to have to say you're working at a great place to get a great place. Please just try that.
Yeah,
I tell my kids that all the time, and a lot of times they don't listen, and then they end up leaving. Not my kids, but they end up leaving, and you don't know who they know. You don't know who or where or who's working there that might know someone, and they turn around and say, well, you know what, you can have him because he didn't do much here and he didn't have a great attitude and I would never have hired him. You do not know who is seeing you, hearing you, and that's my last 3D on that one. You are going to have, you have a job. You should be grateful that you have one. You will get another one. I'm really, I feel encouraged with that. I pulled two cards. I feel you're, you know, the two cards that I pulled, and then I'm going to move on. I'm not, but the card I pulled was you, wise soul. Your soul carries ancient wisdom. Please embrace it as you have the knowledge to help those around you. So go into the job thinking that there's other people there that need your wisdom, and please partake in teaching them how to really behave in a job, even if you don't want it. The other card I pulled was the Page of Swords. The Page of Swords lets me know, and that's about her, that she's got news coming in. It's a page, so it's young, but it is going to come. You know, holidays are terrible for either firing or hiring, and you just have to be patient, okay?
Okay. Okay. And, and one more question for everyone out there. I have one question for everyone. Please tell us that Trump will not become the next president, that he's going to go to jail instead.
Well, listen, we don't talk politics on the show, and I'm with you, but yeah, but we don't do politics. And the reason is I don't want half the show saying, oh, we're going to vote for this, and the other half say, I'm not going to listen to her because she voted this way.
Right.
I really hate politics. I really hate politics right now. So I created my own politics. None.
Yeah,
so there you go.
I agree with you.
So I am going to say happy Thanksgiving, my friend. I know you'll call us back and there'll be better news and great news. And the attitude you're going to take to work is going to be much better. And you're going to have a feel of relief when you do change your thoughts. Okay, Vince?
All right. Thanks.
All right. Happy holidays. And now, you know, Brian, I feel like Michael's on the line. Do you want me to pick Michael up?
Go for it.
Okay. Is this the famous Michael? Hi. How are you?
How are you? I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Listen, you sound wonderful. The last time I heard you, you weren't even on the radio. You barely got on, and we made you. And you did phenomenal. And now I'm hearing you, and you sound so happy and so out there, and I'm so glad that you called the show. So you can help everyone, too. But I would like to do a reading for you, should you want one.
Oh, awesome.
Is there anything you need? What do you need to know from me, Michael? Because I feel like, let me just tell you what I'm picking up. I feel like your world, other than the chaos that I can see, and I feel like everyone's thriving on chaos lately. And I know that you have a million questions that you won't ask. But I do feel that you are much more emboldened in yourself and what you're doing, and you're much more out there in the metaphysical that you always were in, but that I feel like you're bringing much more forward. And working with Brian, you know, is a whirlwind. For me, your life
it's a full-time
is very,
job,
very fun. Yes, I love it. That's why I said it's a whirlwind, and I love it. So what can I, now that I did that, also, I'm going to ask you before we pick up 610, I want to ask you a question because I love doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody ever lets me. What is your favorite? What is your favorite dish, and what are you grateful for?
Actually, that would be the turkey. So I do love turkey. That's my favorite part of Thanksgiving. And I'm
Did
just
you hear that, Brian?
For,
you better not screw it up. I'm sorry.
So I'm just grateful for life and just being able to do what I do every day. It's just amazing. And I'm grateful for all the gifts that I've been given and received. And the more I open up, the more that comes forward. And I'm just grateful to be here.
I knew you were going to say that. And it's a great thing to be grateful for. And I am so happy that you put that out on the air. So there's so many things to be grateful for, especially with the conditions of the earth. And so I'm very, very happy that you actually put that, and I can feel that in you. I feel it's like you've emerged since I last talked to you, which is a few years ago. You've emerged like like the phoenix rising, and I see you there. And I know that you're pretty steady. I can feel it. You have a lot of, I don't remember if you told me what your sign is, but you've got a lot of grounding in you. So that tells me that you've got earth. You've got earth somewhere, whether it's earth, Venus, rising, moon, or your planet placement. But I feel the earth in you, which is exactly what Brian actually needs, especially for the business too. So even though he's earthy, he's got a lot of fire and air somewhere in there. I just have to say that. So now let me ask you a question. What is your favorite? So I won't get too far in that. What's your favorite sign? I mean, not sign. What's your favorite side for eating?
Side? That would be
the
mashed gravy.
Well, the turkey isn't
turkey
a side.
Like
so
main
what's your
dish,
favorite
yeah.
side?
And for side would be mashed gravy.
I can't hear. What did you say? I'm sorry.
It would be mashed potatoes and gravy.
You said the same thing as Vince, so that way I get to read. That's why I said you had a lot of earth in you, buddy. Whether you do or not, I can feel the earth. So for me, when you tell me it's mashed potatoes and gravy, it takes me right back to that was what everyone did. Potatoes were very abundant. They were plenty back then. And everyone loves mashed potatoes, baked potatoes, whatever potatoes you put. They're financially, most people are able to do them, even if they're in a box. And what I'm going to say to you is you're traditional. So even though you might not feel traditional, to eat mashed potatoes and gravy tells me that you're grounded, that you like the traditional part of holidays, that you're very jazzed to have that, and that when people start to want to do other things and, you know, bring dishes that are like really off the wall, you're going to go right for the meat, which is your turkey, and the potatoes, which I love. That means that financially, emotionally, and spiritually, you are grounded. So I am going to ask you, before we actually pick up 610, and we all can do it, is there any question you'd like to ask?
I don't know if you want to tell me.
I'm going to pull a couple cards for you because that way I know I know you have questions. You're just not asking. So the first card I pulled, because I always go to my flower therapy deck, is simplify your life. You've had so much going on that you're spread too thin. This has to change now so your vitality can recharge. I know that's tough for you, because right now it's the holidays, you've got a lot going on. But what I'm hearing is that you've got to do it, because you will with the recharge, you'll get so drained that you're going to have to recharge. And whatever that means to you, whether it's, I know you had a healing class yesterday, I don't know if you were there, but you need something, and I'm going to say it's alone. You need to be alone. So whether it's for half an hour, 15 minutes, you need to do your breathing techniques, or one that you have, because I see it. You need to go into a meditative state, which I can't do, but whatever that means to you, whether it's exercise, taking a walk, or actually sitting down and reading a book, that to me is also meditation. But you need to do that at least half an hour, and I'm going to say you need to do that at least every few days, because otherwise you will not be grounded, and you absolutely need to be grounded, and you need to simplify a little of the things that are going on right now, even though it's tough for you. Then I pulled out, thank God, not the seven deadly sins. I pulled out the money card. It says, find a way to abundance. So here, simplify your life, find a way to abundance. And that means new ideas are going to be coming to you and your team probably, and especially you. And you're going to find the way to be abundant in your life, whether it is through the you picking new ways to play the stock market, whether it is a way to add to your shop. But there will be something that you find, because that money card means it's there. You are going to find a way to to that money, and I love that. Mm-hmm. My next card that I'm going to pull for you just slipped out. Ah! And that is the Seven of Pentacles. It's about looking at your money and looking and say, is what I'm doing, you know, is it worth the buck? Is the bang worth the buck? You have another pentacle laying there, and that tells me that you're looking at other ideas. You're looking at other ideas to make mm-hmm. the money that you need to make that maybe isn't working so hard, but actually working mm-hmm. smarter, if that makes sense to you.
Yes.
There is your reading,
yep.
Michael, and I love it for
you,
and I feel like you'll know what it is. I'm going to pick the next caller up, and you are welcome to chime in because I loved when you did it the last time. Unless you've got a problem, Brian. It is your show. So would you like Michael
Not
to
at all.
Stay
if Mike wants
you?
To stick around, he's more than welcome to. So.
Okay. 610, you are on with this group, and this group is pretty cool.
I think you're taking my call, my
I'm sorry,
Hello.
I just hung up on you. I'm sorry. Hi.
Hello.
Who are we speaking with? Hi.
Hi,
Hello.
This is Sonia. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Sonia. How are you today?
Not too bad. How about yourself?
I'm so happy when I'm on the show. So for me, every time anybody asks, this is my happy place. So can I ask you a question? What are you grateful for, my dear, and what side or what this holiday will you be eating as a side?
I guess having good health. And
oh, that's a good one. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
that's a great one. Go ahead.
And as far as sides, I like to go with something different. I like the cranberry sauce, but like when you make it not from the ocean spray can, but like fresh cranberries, and you put an orange rind in there.
Oh,
and
I
you
love
slow
that
cook
too.
It.
Means you're a little,
yeah.
You're a little spicy,
yeah.
Girlfriend. You are a little spicy.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna hand you over to the two boys, and then if I have any time, I'll give it to you. But really quickly, to have that cranberry, it means you're off to the side. It means that you aren't the main squeeze. But what you do is you are a spicy girl. So to me, that tells me that you like to bring the sweet and sour into life. So there's, you know, you can only push you so far, but you do love the sweetness of everything that people bring to you. But don't push you too far because that spiciness will come out. I'm going to hand you over to the two boys. So I'm going to hand you to Brian and Michael. So, Sonia, you've got them. Go for it.
Hi, guys.
Hi, how are you?
Not too
Hello.
Bad. How about yourself? Hello.
Good.
Do you have a question for them, or do you want – well, Brian will start. Do you have a question for him?
Yes, I do have a question.
Go ahead.
I have a question about my current relationship. I'm in an 8-year relationship with my girlfriend. And I don't want to give away too much, but we're still together. And I wanted to see if you saw the relationship, like, did she have a change of heart and stay with me? Or what's going to happen, you know, within now in the next couple of months or so, or January or February, I don't know.
So what I'm getting at here is I actually had some cards fall out. One of the cards I actually had fall out is the victory card, which lets me know that you guys, I think things are going to work out for you guys. Things are headed that direction if you guys both choose to go ahead and pursue that path. What I'm going to tell you is I kind of feel like you guys have both pulled away from each other. And a lot of times in relationships, when you're fighting about the cap on the toothpaste or turning off the bathroom light or whatever the case may be, sometimes you lose sight of that relationship because you're too worried about fighting about the mundane stuff. So what I'm going to tell you is if this is a relationship you wish to continue with, I'm going to tell you have a date night. Allow your guy take your and I mean pick a Tuesday night, pick a Monday night, and actually physically do date night and have everybody get together and you actually treat it as a date. You guys get dressed up, you actually go out to dinner, you go out to the movies, you do something where you guys are both able to come together as a unit, leave the cell phones at home, allow everybody to come together as that soul, as that unit together. And what that will do is allow you guys to kind of be successful in that relationship. I also have to acknowledge that I had a grandma step forward for you. I feel like you guys were very close in childhood. And she's mm-hmm. letting me know, too, that there's a lot of support around you. A lot of this coming together for you guys as I'm going to say, as a unit. I really feel like there's more than just her. I feel like there is a communal group that's here as well with you guys. And sometimes friends are great, but sometimes those friends are causing problems in the relationship as well. So just be aware.
Okay. Well, you see, the issue is, with, right. Are you Brian or Michael?
I'm Brian.
Well, we okay, can get Brian. Mike. That's Brian.
Right, but
you can have Michael.
The issue here is
you can have. Wait a minute. Wait, Sonia. You can have Michael weigh in too, because you've got to stick with one thing to let them be able to give you the message, and then you can talk. But Michael, are you picking up anything?
Yeah, let me go ahead and chime in here. I'm also to piggyback on what Brian was saying is, for me, I'm getting communication is key. Like, we need to have open communication with each other, to be honest with how we're feeling, what's going on. But I do feel like a stillness or a stagnation in the relationship. Like, things have just kind of gotten stuck in place. So we're going to have that communication open up the wavelines of talking. And a couple of cards that I got pulled was one says, open your heart. Stop judging or being in judgment of each other. Open your heart, open up the situation to each other, to open that love connection. I do feel you can get it back if you can work on this. It's kind of like a hurdle. No relationship's ever perfect. We all come and face walls or bricks or bumps along the way. It's how we face these, how we challenge ourselves to express the difference so we can get further growth. And I have welcome to abundance. Abundance does not mean just financial money. Abundance is constantly love, constantly that relationship aspect. So I feel like there's ways to work this out so we can keep relationship going strong and see what you guys can do from there. But I feel there's growth in the relationship, and there's growth with each other individually as well as together. You've got to remember, you're each individual. You can't always be the same person. So as long as you have your own unique identities, you can face this challenge with an open mind.
I love that. That's two of the top ones. So I'm hoping, Sonia, that's good for you, because I'm going to have to move on, unless you have a very quick question. Because unfortunately,
I wanted to mention to both of them that thank you for the reading. But there's one issue, that there is a third party, and that's what I'm trying to deal with, and that's the hurdle here, okay? On her.
You're trying to be with a third party?
She,
her,
someone else, yes, not me.
She's trying to be with a third party?
No, she was with someone else, but she's still living with me, and they're still communicating, so that's the issue.
Once again, but here's the problem. A lot of times in relationships, if there is a snafu, if there's a stumble, we want to use that stumble as ammo to grind into their hands. So what I'm going to tell you is you got to drop the garbage in the back. You have to forget that there was ever a problem and proceed with the relationship like the relationship is what you want. Because right now, I think, like Mike said, it's a communication issue. And you guys need to have these conversations. You need to have these discussions. And not only that, yes, I understand she hurted you, but it hurt you. But it's open about opening that heart to her and trying to rebuild this relationship if that's truly what you want. If you don't want a relationship with her, then end it. But if you do want a relationship with her, you're going to have to open up and be in that relationship.
I have clients, and then I'm going to move on. But I have clients because that was what I did. 3D is relationship counseling, and if you can't, well, the biggest hurdle is if you can't forgive someone, then you've got to walk away because it will eat you up the rest of your life, and you will always defer to that. But if you can look and say, "Hey, there's mistakes made on probably both of our ends, and we need to discuss it." And then you discuss it, you can't live every day with the thought that that person is going to be cheating on you or not wanting you. If you do, it will tear that relationship up anyway. So I agree with what they're saying. If you're going to open your heart chakra, if you really want this to work, you need to have conversations about it and say, look, if you want to, we can move on. And really it's up to you also to move on because you're the hurt party. So if you can say, look, we all make mistakes. I must have not been here emotionally or physically, and you weren't here physically or emotionally. And if we could talk to each other and stop this kind of behavior, we can make this work. And then you have to be willing to do that. So just be sure that's what you want, okay? Because I pulled out the Ace of Cups. So the Ace of Cups tells me it's salvageable. And this is something that you want. And the Ace of Cups is a God-given. So to me, either something's going to come in and say, hey, I'm glad this ended, or something is going to come in and say, I wanted this, I wanted it to work, and we both need to forgive each other. It's going to be up to you.
Okay.
All right. Well, listen, have a happy holiday. Take these challenging things and look at them as, I hate to say this, as conversations and blessings. If this happened, you know it. It's not behind your back anymore. And you can deal with what's out in the open. What you can't deal with is hidden. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Have a good day, honey.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You know, you hate to give people that kind of information, but, you know, the thing is, Michael and Brian, basic is that people do make mistakes. It's a mistake to do something like that to someone. It's not a mistake if you both talk about it and say, this is how I'm feeling, I want to do this, and, you know, is it part of our relationship? And if it isn't, then you get the chance to walk away. It's when you hurt somebody and do it, and you cannot, and you can't forgive that person, even if you want that person, it was not going to work anyway, because every day you see them, you're going to think that there is something that's going to happen and they can't trust them. Trust is a big part of relationships. And relationships aren't always perfect, but you've got to get to a point of trust. So I love that for her,
absolutely,
what everybody said. And I love that. So move on, everyone, to either looking at trust or looking at moving on. Okay, and the next caller I am going to pick up, Kelly is on. Kelly, I know you're going to be over there getting a tea leaf reading, so I know you're listening. Just to let you know, I know you're there. So we're going to do one more caller, and then we are going to move on, if that's okay with you guys. We're going to move on to, you two, are you in the same place? Because I don't know, I can get three people on, but then I got Kelly. So I don't know how to do that, but maybe you can help me when we get over to Instagram. But we have another caller that I want to pick up. You know, you're my tech people. 518, you are on with this group. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. I am fabulous, and I love that hi. I know who this is,
oh,
I feel. Tell everyone who you are.
You said you know who this is?
Well, I recognize the voice, so I can't tell you name, but I recognize the voice.
Okay, I didn't think I've spoken with you before. I don't know. My name is Val. Val.
Okay, Val?
Yeah.
Hi, Val. So how is...
Hi.
Your voice is so familiar. So how are you doing, and what are you grateful for, my dear, my friend? No, I keep saying dear. You have a relative in spirit that must be calling you dear. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, let's see. You said, how am I doing? I'm doing okay. Thank you. And what am I grateful for?
And what are you grateful for?
Yeah. God watching over me, my family, my friends, and just any good opportunities I have.
I
and
love
the fact
that
you guys are here to help us.
Yay! Oh, I love that. Oh, my gosh. You just made my holiday.
Oh,
and I'm sure
I'm
Michael
so happy.
And Brian. That is so fabulous. We love to hear that. And can I ask you, what is your favorite part of Thanksgiving? And I'm going to give you it to the guy.
My favorite part is the food. No, I'm happy that I get to spend time with my family and enjoy the food.
I love that. I am going to leave it at that. Then you like everything like I do. So it would be so what I'm going to tell you about yourself is you love variety. You like trying different things. You like actually being with people. And you like, I'm going to say the word schmoozing, but I don't mean schmoozing with your family, but the word schmoozing keeps coming out at me. So that means you like to talk to everyone. And I love that. That is a fabulous personality. So I'm going to hand you over to the guys. You're welcome.
Okay.
I'm going to hand you to the guys. Brian, do you want to start? Do you want to lead us off, babe?
Absolutely.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Absolutely. Hi, Val. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Good. So anytime I'm starting conversations, anytime you guys are talking, I'm already shuffling. Cards are flying at me. So we're going to talk a little bit, and then you can ask your questions. One of the things I want to identify real quick is I think there's some stress, there's some anxiety. There's things that are going on around us. And a lot of times when we're in those thoughts of anxiety, when we're in those thoughts of fear, a lot of times what they do is they knock us off our balance. They knock us off our game. And so right now what I feel is like we have some people who are being a little bit, I'm going to say deceitful. There's people who are causing a little bit of mischief going on around us, and we have to remember that they're individuals. They're going to be responsible for their own slot in life. They're responsible for their own behaviors, and we're the only thing we can control is ourselves, our own fears, our own anxieties, and making sure they're not causing us to lose sight of our end goal. So, what questions did you have?
I want to see what
can I just?
Oh, go ahead.
I just have to say something. Brian, I got to go TT, so I will be right back. I just didn't want to leave. So you need
all
to talk and take the show until
okay.
I get back. Okay. Sorry.
All right, absolutely.
That's
okay.
A live show, and I got to do it. Okay. Go for it, guys.
Great. I want to know what you see around the guy. I don't know if you need their name or just what you
I'm going to go right back to what I kind of said. I'm going to say it this way. I think he's a good quality guy, but I think what he's doing right now in your life is not good. I kind of feel like he's all over the place, and I kind of feel like he's causing you more anxiety. He's causing you to kind of feel to miss your game because you're trying to focus on him. And I'm going to say it to you this way. I really feel that you need to allow him to integrate into your life versus you integrating into his life. Because I kind of feel like he's still playing that hot and cold game, and all that's doing is having you nuts. And so what I would tell you is kind of allow him to kind of start being more of the aggressor in this conversation so you can kind of see where his head is.
Okay, will he, like, reach out?
I'm going to say I think he's going to reach out, but I'm going to say it to you this way. I still have questions on him altogether. I have some questions on his behaviors, how he's responding and stuff like that. I'm going to have Mike jump in here just because he has the empath card going on, and I'm going to see what his take is on him.
Okay.
Well, hello. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Hi. Good, good. So I'm going to start off with, first off, the universe is totally reaching out to you and asking you to take the call. So it's about paying attention to the signs that are around you, paying attention to yourself, trusting your own instincts about this situation or basically anything else, because you're very intuitive on things. One of the cards I pulled was it says, get your power back. Now, don't forget who you are. Don't forget that you are a divine being of creation.
Okay.
So take back your power. Especially in this situation with this gentleman, get your power back. Make sure this is for you and that you'll be getting what you need, desire, or want out of this relationship if it does come to fruition, okay? They're saying make sure you watch the signs, and the signs being red flags. So look for red flags in the situation. Make sure that, kind of like Brian was saying, you're not getting into something that isn't going to be conducive to you and what you require at this point in time.
Okay.
Just remember, you're emerging from, you have a lot going on around you, and you have a lot of stressors around you, so you come out of all this. So take your time when it comes to this situation. Does that make sense?
Yes, and can I give a little bit of an explanation quickly?
Mm-hmm.
Go for it.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. This is someone I've known for years. and we did have a former relationship. And it's a little hostile, but I don't want him back. Like, I don't want to be in a relationship with him. You know, sometimes you realize people, maybe you shouldn't have gone there. But I would like to be his friend, sincerely, and put up boundaries as a friend. You know, he's not a bad guy, but maybe just not right for relationship material. So I want the hostility to be gone, but he's fun. So, you know, I'd like there to be a point where we could go hang out and just do something fun. He's a lot of fun.
Can I answer
that? And I'm going to say it's you.
Go ahead.
Can I answer this?
Yeah, go for
it. I'm going to answer this, and then I'm going to give it to you. I came in, and I came in and just hearing you. But
okay.
My guides say this is something that I hope you can. I hope you understand. Sometimes you can't have it both ways. It isn't your choice, because what you're doing is you're choosing not to want him as a partner, but he has to choose if he can handle you as a friend. Do you see what I'm saying? So it's not
what
always
do you mean, handle
your,
me as a friend?
Your choice. Well, it's not always your choice. He might not. There are people who, like, if my husband and I split, and we've been together 44 years, I adore him, but I don't think he would be my friend. He would be too hurt. So what you have to do is build that relationship to where you have to ask him, "Can this is something that I would like, but I need to know if you would if you will be on board with that." I do believe that eventually you could be friends. I'm seeing that, but I feel like there's some hurt feelings here. And I don't know whether it's on your part or his.
Oh, okay.
On his end. So I do believe you're going to have, as Brian and Michael say, conversation, and you have to respect his boundaries. Do I feel like you can have it both ways? What my guides are telling me is you can't have your cake and eat it too, but eventually
but you
might be able to.
Well, when you say have it both ways, what do you mean?
Go ahead.
So story
because
goes a lot of times in relationships,
go ahead,
people aren't able to turn the switch. They're not able to turn the switch off. So in other words, he may still have feelings for you. He may also, I'm also going to talk intuitively here. I also think his current relationship may have a problem with you hanging out. And so a lot of times, you know, you'll hear a psychic or medium talk about relationship. It's not always a relationship as a sexual relationship. Sometimes those are relationships
That's
we have with friends, families, and everything else like that. And I think the red flags may be the other girl throwing up red flags, him not giving you the full information. And if he's coming to hang out with you and his other half is not open to that conversation, that's going to cause
more
problems. And to be honest, I'm going to say it to you this way. He may not have a girlfriend. I think there's another party, though.
Yeah, I do, too.
Okay.
And sometimes we call him extra. I'm going to say it this way. It may be somebody who he's just having fun with, and that person, this may be heading some direction, and he's wanting to reach out to somebody who's going to have fun. And I'm going to say have fun with him in that direction versus somebody who just wants to go have a drink on an occasion.
Okay, I mean, we have mutual friends, and they all say nobody's in his life, nobody's in his life, nobody's in his life,
I know, but you don't know. I'm going to tell you that right now because I don't feel like you know everyone in his life. You might feel you do, but I don't feel that you will. And this doesn't mean he has it right now. It could be coming. It could be that somebody likes him and he doesn't talk about it, or he likes somebody, and I don't feel it's part of your group. So for me, I know you're saying no, and when people say no, they put a block up, but I'm going to ask you to write this down, that sometimes the conversation isn't just about what you want. It's got to be what he wants too. And again, what Brian's saying, which I love, is if he is looking for a partner and you don't want to be that partner or you can't be that partner, then he is going to find someone. And that way, that friendship that you want with him might not be the friendship that you can have with him, but you can actually talk to him about it. I feel there's too many hurt feelings, either it's on your part or his, and I don't feel that that friendship is going to be the way you want it to, but I feel like maybe eventually it could. So please write that down and let us know how that goes, okay?
Yeah, definitely. And I appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome. And, have a wonderful holiday. And
you
don't
guys
expect,
all
do
this.
Okay, don't expect much, but be happy for what you get. That's what I'm hearing. So don't expect much, but be happy for anything that with a smile is what I'm hearing. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you all, and have a very happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Everyone. Oh, my goodness. I love it. And now I'm going to pick up 307. 307, I think they're just listening, but I need to find out. You've got it. We have a few minutes before we're going to transfer over. But 307, is this either going to be Kelly or Candy? Hi.
It's Kelly, 307 is Wyoming.
Hey, everyone. This is your tea leaf reading. So actually, I'm going to say, before you do the tea leaf reading, this is Kelly. She is part of our group and is dying for that, you guys. And she is super, super wonderful healer. And she does Atlantean life and birth cards. Actually, she'd be great for the two of you. So is there anything you want to tell Kelly before we actually move over to Instagram and do our tea reading, both of you?
I'm going to wait for the tea leaf reading because I have a feeling this is going to become very interesting as far as conversations go, as far as the healer element. And I'll wait to Instagram. If Mike has something he wants to share with Kelly or questions for Kelly, I'll defer to him.
Hello.
Mikey.
So can you hear me? Okay. So
yes.
Kind of what I was, as we were talking, I was showing cards, and a couple of ones that popped out for me was one of the cards is serenity, and that's about you creating space and peace in your reality at this point in time. Most all the swirling craziness and chaos of your world, find your zen. Find that serenity, find that zen space within you and within the world around you, to kind of slow down, take a step back, and just take that breath, because things pick up next year. And other card I got was saying, have no fear. So don't fear the unknown. Don't fear things that come forward. It's hold your head up, embrace everything that comes through with light and love, and just push through your boundaries, because it's time for you to grow.
Okay. That makes sense.
I love that.
Thank you.
Yeah, that is perfect.
And Kelly, I'm sorry, as Mikey was talking, I had a spirit present itself to me, so I have to go ahead and identify the spirit. Funny thing is I have to identify a chicken. Don't ask me why. I have a feeling, did we raise chickens? And I'm going to say one was killed, and I actually kind of feel like this chicken was more of a pet than it was meant for the table.
What's interesting is I have chickens that are egg layers, but it's like the people that had chickens were my grandparents.
Okay. I had a chicken that came up, and it's just like I'm going to say it to you too. I also think a lot of times we tend to want to scratch around and root around for things going on in our life, and sometimes we are missing the major meal because we're too worried about scratching around for the pebbles and the rocks and stuff like that. Things are heading in your direction. I think things are really going to look the right direction for you. Just, I'm going to say it this way, stop scratching around and just get it.
And actually, it's like what I just realized was we had a chicken. I had a chicken go missing. It's like, and she's been one that it was really weird because she got out of the coop, and she would never let me catch her, but she was always around like every day. And then it's been probably a week and a half, you know, like 10 days ago, something like that. She disappeared, and I don't know what happened to her.
I'm going to say to you this way, I think a dog got her or something like that, because I kind of feel like she's no longer with us.
Right, yeah, I did too. I just wasn't sure what the heck happened to her, because she was really resourceful is what I want to say. It's like, you know, but she was always just out and about. So it's like, you know, you were talking about a pet, I was going, okay, she never let me pet her, but it's like, you know, she'd come up and, you know, squawk at me and go, hey, you know, want this, want that, you know, fill this here, do this there, you know, that kind of stuff. So it's like, it was really kind of funny.
I love that.
Thank you, Kelly. Thank you, Kelly. I'm looking forward to doing your tea leaf reading here on Instagram here in a few minutes.
Yeah, me
too.
Listen,
I'm
very interested to have this.
Well, listen, I'm going to ask Kelly. It won't be on the show because I don't know that they have any that time and you take a while, but I'd love you to do their Atlantean life and birth cards. I'd like you to do Brian's, and then anytime you want to do Michael's, because I got to call him Mikey, because that's what I pick up if somebody's calling him Mikey. And so I said that before you called him Mikey. But anyway, if you could even just give him his two – when is your birthday, Brian? Tell her.
August 1st.
Okay. So he is a flippin' Leo. So if you can pull his card after your reading and just give him his, you know, his first 3 months of yes, because I'm 8 planets a Leo. Remember, I'm 6 of 8 planets a Leo. My sister's a Leo. My brother-in-law's a Leo. I get so much. My son is a fire sign. I get so much Leo in around. That's why I said it. Anyway, let's go over to Instagram. Let's do your reading. I want to see. We're going to do Brian's shop app, actually, so you'll get to see it. And
okay,
afterwards,
quick
if you
question.
Just give
what
him
is, the, what is Mike's? What is Mike's? What does Mike say?
I'm
Mike.
July
what's
8th.
Your Mikey? July 8th.
July 8th.
He's a Cancer.
July 8th.
Okay. How old are you? Because she's going to need your chronological age, both of you. You don't have to give a year, just give the age, guys.
44.
Oh, my
okay,
gosh. It's
45.
45
here.
Wait. Okay, who's 44 and who's 45?
Mikey is 44. Brian is 45.
Okay.
Brian's 45.
Okay.
You got
so
a big
what
year.
Right
you got a big
Mike
year coming
in,
up.
Mike
go
is
ahead.
In his, Mike is in his pre-birth year, and Brian is in his rebirth year.
Oh my gosh!
So there's some, if there's an awful lot of stuff going on, that's what I can tell you right off the bat. It's like you guys have a lot of transitions that are going to be happening.
Listen, I got to tell you about Atlantean life and birth cards. They're pretty rare. You two need to. She'll do them for you, whether it's on Instagram or Blog Talk. If you want to hear it now, well, we can transition over there. Or do you want to do her tea leaf reading right now, Brian?
It's up to you. I'm good either way. If you want to have her go in and do a little bit of the Atlantean life, I'm fine with that. And then we can transition over to Blog Talk here in a couple minutes. It's fine by me.
Okay. So, Kelly, keep it because I know you and you know me. And you know how I'll have to – don't talk quickly so they can get this and then they can hear it.
Don't talk
do you
quickly.
Have, because you and Brian both talk like that, so it doesn't make a difference. But if you could do just a little bit for them, and then we'll transfer over.
Yep. Let's see. Let me okay, I thought I had my books right where I knew where they were. And wait, here we go. Yep. I squirreled them away. Give me just a moment here.
Don't use the word squirrel with me, please.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, squirrels in the attic. Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry.
Yes, thank you. Okay. Go ahead. Who are we doing first? You want to do Brian or you want to do Mikey?
Let's see. I'm gonna start it. I'm gonna kind of do this. I'll say a little bit concurrently. It's like because I want to look up while I'm on pages. I want to look up, what the birth cards are because it's just easier to be on in that moment. So the August 1st. Oh wow. Okay, that's really interesting. August 1st, because Leos are double of whatever you are, and you are a double queen of diamonds. And
wow.
The July 8th is a seven of diamonds and a seven of hearts. So you've got, that's very interesting. Okay. wow, I don't even know where to go with that. Okay, so yeah, I'll start with the double queen, and that is
Brian.
Yeah.
Okay, we have 90 seconds on the show, but it'll give us 15 minutes
seconds.
After that, guys.
Okay.
No, you don't have to. You don't have to do it. It gives you about 15 minutes, so you have about 15 minutes, and then I'll shut it off. So go ahead.
Okay. All right. Time is 7:07. All right. So this time frame, okay. for the year, your long range. Okay, I'll see, it helps if you can grab a pen and a piece of paper as I read some of this off. It's like what I'll do is I'll go through and just list off what the cards are in which planets they're in. And it's like, and then we can go back and address that, but you'll have a more comprehensive picture of that. So for the 45th year, the Mercury.
Brian, do you got a pen?
Brian,
I do.
Do you have a pen?
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
So, I do.
So list off the top, across the top like in a row, put Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and then LR is for long range. So what you've got in your cards, in the Mercury time, you have a five of hearts, you have a six of diamonds. There's the top card is like the primary, what's happening, and the underneath card is kind of what can be driving it. In the Venus time, you've got a three of clubs, and underneath that three of clubs, you have a king of hearts. In the Mars time, you have a three of spades, and underneath that three of spades, you have a seven of hearts. In the Jupiter time, you have a seven of diamonds. Underneath
wow,
that seven
his
of diamonds,
card.
Yeah, you have a three of yeah,
that's
you have
my
a three of
card.
Hearts. Yeah, yeah. And that's a lot of times that can be the person who's in your life, during that time and has it. And I noticed that, yeah. And Mike's planetary ruling card is in that Mars underneath time too. So yeah. The Saturn time period.
That's good.
Yeah,
it's good.
The Saturn time period is a seven of clubs, and underneath that seven of clubs is a four of hearts. In the Uranian time, you have a five of diamonds, and underneath that five of diamonds is the queen of spades. And then the Neptune time, it ends with the queen of spades. And then the long range for this year is the ace of diamonds. There's,
mine.
Yeah, there's yours, yeah. There's four other cards, and two of them are read as a pair. One is called... there's a Pluto, and then there's a result. The Pluto is the challenge card. The result is the answer. So your challenge card this year is a jack of clubs. The result is going to be the nine of diamonds. And then you got your birth card back for your environmental and your displacement cards. The environmental card is your blessing card. The displacement card is considered a challenging card, and it's like it's really funny that you've got that you've got your own birth card and planetary ruling card doubled up in there.
Wow!
So
that means I'm
having
my own challenge.
You're
yeah,
right.
Probably.
Yeah, yeah. And then for the time frame and the time period with that. Let's see. So August is the 18th,
yeah,
right? Okay.
August
so
is the
how that falls out is the Mercury time. Okay, yeah, planetary. Okay, there we go. Your Mercury time, of course, and then these all go for like a 52-month time frame. Your Venus time frame. 52 days.
Well, you need to tell him where the months are to what you just did so he knows.
Right, that's what I'm about to do here. So
okay.
In the Mercury,
sorry.
You can put. Oh, you're fine. You can put it. 8/1 for August 1st. Under in the Venus, you put 9/22 because that's when the Venus time frame starts. The Mars time frame starts has just started for you. That is 11/13. Your Jupiter time
frame. That's what
frame
we want to look at.
Right. The Jupiter time frame will be January 5th. The Saturn time frame will be February 26th. The Uranian time is April 19th, and the Neptune time is June 10th. So that's how your year falls out with those. Okay. So yeah, just take a look here. You're saying just take a look at what's currently going on, Bonnie, is like Mars.
Yeah. And then you can give him, then he can call you, and you can give him the rest of them. Just give him what's going on right in the next 2 months.
Right. No, yeah, the next 52 days. Okay.
And then he can ask you a question, and you can look at when it is. But go ahead.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Okay. So looking at. Oh, I see how that. Okay, right. And this one, some of these arrange them by what are called by.
Well, you know what,
you
could give it to him from his birthday on, because you're only looking at that 52 days or two before. So tell him what's going on for this birthday. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, I've got the Mars time frame here. So what's happening there? This three spades in the Mars time. Indicates an undecided business or work matter, possibly the result of having two jobs at once or getting two offers of work at once. It's not a good aspect for legal matters. There could be some doubts or unsettled issues in that regard. With this influence, your own aggressive pursuit of all that you desire may get you involved in more projects or jobs that you can handle, think too many irons in the fire. This could be more draining than helpful for you at this time. The other Mars card, which is the Seven of Hearts, can tell you who or what you're either feeling indecisive or creative about. It can also tell you the outcome of any creative pursuits during that time period. And that is actually the Seven of Hearts, which is Michael's planetary ruling card. So it's like anytime you get somebody's birth card or their planetary ruling card, it usually means that person will show up somewhere or have some kind of an influence there. The Seven of Hearts, the basic meaning for Seven of Hearts is learning unconditional love and non-attachment in relationship. When it's in the Mars period, this underlying one, it can be bring fearful and challenging legal or personal matters, perhaps associated with a man. Your own willfulness or arguing will only decrease your chances of success in the situations present. Look carefully at your expectations and attachments for the key to present events. You'll have much more success than you realize by acting upon the faith that you have nothing or no one to lose. Spiritual revelations are possible as well. And then that other Mars card was, who might be involved or challenges involved in that. So that's whatever's going on. It's like that will be in effect. And I think these are kind of like a watercolor wash. Okay. It's not like a hard and fast line drawing. It's more like a watercolor wash, because these can bleed over into the times, before the times ahead, and can be, not so much yearly, but there's always that influence there. But this will be, the strongest influence for these will be from November 13th to January 4th, if that makes any sense.
Okay. And that's about this.
It makes more sense than you realize.
So let me just
and
tell
that's
you
the whole
this.
Point.
Yeah, let me just tell you this, Brian. Kelly has this, and so she will give it to you. She has an iPhone. Do you have an iPhone? Because you can do FaceTime on iPhone, or you can do FaceTime, and she'll give you the rest of the cards. Let me tell you, I get the readings yearly for my kids, myself. I always tell her no, and then it turns out that everything she says makes sense. So I don't do that anymore. She's that good. So is there anything you want to add, or do you want to go?
What I want to give you is the long range card, that Ace of Diamonds. Which, yeah, Bonnie, that is your card actually. It's
my
desire, and so the long range card is a yearly card, as are the Pluto and result cards and the environment and displacement cards. So the Ace of Diamonds is the desire for money, beginning of new ways to make money. And when it's your long range, a strong desire for money will be one of the major influences in your life this year. For some reason, you've decided this is the year you get serious about your financial condition and do something about it. This desire could signal the beginning of a new financial enterprise or new job. While this desire may help you to get out of a financial rut, be careful you don't lose sight of the other important areas in your life. Keep this in balance with the rest of your life for best results. Look for other cards in your yearly reading for indications of the success or failure of your money-making endeavors. Essentially, this card means the birth of new values in your life. It's as though some new things have come into your awareness that you think are important enough to attain. It could actually be many kinds of things, money, possessions, relationships, or new kinds of work. But now a desire to attain them will motivate you into new actions of many kinds. The keywords, if you want to write these down, these are the things I say that are, you know, put on your 3x5 index card on the bathroom mirror so you read them every day. It's a year motivated by the desire for money or new business and financial endeavors. And, you know, you put as your goal, it's like, what have I done to reach my goals today? But this being, you know, being your rebirth year for you, this is a year that, you know, you've had the previous, you know, 44 years worth of experience. The cards are reading the same as when you stepped into this. It's like the day that you were born, these are the same cards that you were born with. So it's like the, you know, the sine wave cycle where it goes, you know, there's a straight line and then it goes, there's a half circle above, a half circle below, half circle above, you know that. So you started with, you've gone the half circle above, and then this is the half circle below that's starting. You're right on the line. So this is always a critical year because, you know, you have the opportunity to make your life over into whatever you want to make it into. And it's like, and it's also, you know, Mike, I'm going to say, you know, just, you know, speaking to you a little bit, the 44th year feels like it's when you're in utero. It's like things are gelling, you know. It's like, you know, you have, things seem fuzzy. You're like walking in the you know, London fog type of thing. But it's like as you, you know, take a step and take a step and take a step through that, you know, all you need to do is see your next step and make sure you're not going to fall into the hole. This is your prep year for, you know, your next year will be 45. So it's like what Brian is going through this year, with that total rebirthing, it's like, you know, you're going through the soup, you know, the pea soup of life. And it's like when your 45th year hits, all of a sudden you look up and you look around and go, wow, you know, like the Barbie Streisand movie, on a clear day, I can see forever, you know, that moment. So yeah, this is a really cool time for both of you guys.
Cool.
I love it. Anyway, if you would like your whole reading, Kelly will do it for you.
Do we have time that I can do Mike's cards, like the Venus, that I can do the same setup for him? Do we have a few minutes to do that?
It's up to them.
Yeah, sure. What's up, you guys?
Brian.
Yeah,
so this is Brian's show, and Doc Brian.
Okay.
I'm going to go. You can go until it quits, because it's about 15 minutes. But I have to tell you this. Brian. Brian's going to be on, I think, the end of the month. Could you, because unless he does this before, which I think he should, get a hold of you. But if he doesn't, you can do his whole reading on the show next time.
Okay.
If you say
absolutely. Let me go ahead and plan something like that, or you can connect me on Facebook or whatever the case may be, and I can pass your information on to Mike. Yeah, absolutely.
Sure. Facebook, it's like Bonnie talked me into Instagram, but it's like I'm not really on social media very much. It's like I have Snapchat with my kids, and I got Instagram for Bonnie, and it's like
I'll make sure Bonnie has my phone number to you.
Okay,
I will. I'll make sure you get it. So do you want? So you want to overhead over to Instagram? Is that what you want to do now?
Absolutely. I want to head over to Instagram where we're going to be doing a tea leaf reading for Kelly, as well. I'm going to go ahead and steal your thunder and remind everybody my name is Brian Peters. I'm joined today with Michael Black of The Healing Brew. We are two psychic mediums at The Healing Brew in Akron, Ohio. If anybody wants to check us out, they can check out our Facebook page, Healing Brew on Facebook or thehealingbrew.com, or give us a call here at the shop, 234-678-0380. And as you mentioned at the beginning of the show, we are offering some healing reading certificates available through the shop or on soon to be on our Facebook, sooner to be on our website once Mikey gets it updated. All right.
I love that. And everyone,
I'm gonna
please,
ask real quick, because that went by so fast. I want to make sure I got this. 234-678-0380. Okay, great. Got it.
They're great gifts, everyone. They're reasonable. Kelly, when she's on the show, we'll give hers. But I've got to tell you this, these are the best of the best, everyone. Please visit them. They have an unbelievable team and show, and, you know, I just adore Brian, and Mikey's been on. So, Mikey, I just adore you, too. And you've got some great things, and Kelly is one that will tell you. She's got an interesting well, Michael, probably Brian's going to bring that up to you, but Mikey and Brian, this is a girl you want to get to know. Anyway, we will see you all over on Instagram. Please join the Instagram channel. You'll get to see what Brian does. You'll get to see it with Kelly. You'll actually get to see him and I. And I don't know if Mikey's coming, but because Mikey can, I just don't know how to pick them up. It might be that we all have to pick them up and all have to tell me. And the other thing is you're going to see Brian's absolute. You're going to love it, Kelly. You're going to see his store, his shop, his life right there, and you're going to think it's so cool. I'll show you a little of mine too. But everyone, I will see you over on Instagram. Thank you for joining us. Have a very happy holiday. This is the last blog talk show we have until the end of November. Thank you, everyone. I will see you on Instagram. Bonnie Albers on air. Just remember.
Happy Thanksgiving, hey, everyone.
Guys, happy Thanksgiving. Woohoo!
Happy Thanksgiving.
I will see you over on Instagram. But give me about 2 minutes because you know it's going to take me a little bit of time. Got to get my lipstick on and I got to get my chair right. So I will see you all there. Bye.